First and 10 Raiders on the KC 40-yard line. Breyer in the shotgun. Here goes out. Throw, slant, catch. Denarius Moore, 25-20.
Inside the 20. No one's going to get more.
10-5. Touchdown, Raiders.
Denarius Moore, a 39-yard catch and run there to give the Raiders the 7-0 lead in the second quarter. It was a game that was 7-7 late third quarter, some turnovers, and the Chiefs wind up winning that football game. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined, as always, by the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. When you look at that game, it's a 7-7 game late. Quarterback throws a pick. He throws two more late. If you don't turn the ball over, you're going to stay right in that game to the end, Coach.
Yeah, you know, it was a game that we felt like we had a chance to win. You know, it was 14-7 with 4 minutes to go in the football game, and it ended up being a 24-7 game. So it kind of slipped away from us late in that game. But we felt like, you know, we had our opportunities. We just weren't able to really take advantage of it. And so hopefully we've learned from those mistakes. We knew going into the game, and it'll be the same way this week. Field position in the game and the turnover takeaway ratio will be huge factors in the football game. And we weren't able to do that in the first game, and hopefully we'll be able to do it this week.
Yeah, three interceptions from the quarterback, hurt you, 9 quarterback sacks. But things are different. You're not going to be at Arrowhead. You're going to be at home. You're going to have Jared Valdir. You're not going to have Pryor. You're going to have McGloin. But talk about Tom Bali with Kansas City, because he was out to injury there for a little while with the ankle, but it seems like he's right back heating up the quarterback. Is that the number one goal on offense, to block 91?
Yeah, well, I mean, they got a couple of guys that are guys that you have to account for on every single snap. I mean, Dontari Poe's a great player inside. They got both Justin Houston and Tom Bahali coming off of edges, and so they present a lot of challenges, specifically from a pass rush standpoint. So we got to do a great job. I'm happy that, you know, we've got the majority of our offensive line back and healthy and ready to go. You know, last time we played those guys, you know, we were down to 5 linemen to finish out the game, and Mike Brazel had to go to center, and Lamar Mady was playing guard. And so, you know, that was obviously a factor in that. And so hopefully with the health of our offensive line, we'll keep the running game going. We got to be able to get the ball out on time in the passing game. And if we're able to do those things, then we'll have a chance to have success against them.
Matt McGloin, the new quarterback, certainly gets the ball out on time in the passing game. Let's go back to the game last week in New Jersey. He started slowly in the first half, but then he had a terrific second half. Assess his play against the Jets last week.
Well, yeah, it's like you said. I mean, I thought the first half he was a little bit off. He really wasn't into a rhythm, and he was able to get into a rhythm there in the second half. And really, I think, you know, we were really sparked by Marcel Reese's 63-yard touchdown run, you know, on the second play of the second half, and that really just kind of jump-started the offense. And you know, we were able to really move the ball and score some points. We scored 24 points in the second half of the football game. And so hopefully we'll be able to continue that trend against Kansas City.
You've had a couple of big backs shock me by taking it all the way. Rashad Jennings early in the year, never got caught in Houston in this one. Antonio Cromartie's a fast player. He never ran him down. But speak to your running game. You're now number 4 in the NFL running the football. You've had 4 different players, 3 backs and a quarterback, rush for over 100 yards. And that's not been done in this league since 1978. And since 1960, just 5 times. You're running the ball with a variety of running backs here.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to, you know, not only the players on the field, because they obviously have to go out and execute in the running game. And I think they've taken to the mentality of, you know, being a physical power type of running team. But I also think that Tony Sperano and Greg Olsen have done a great job of, you know, formulating a game plan, putting our guys in position where they can have success, and using a variety of different players to be able to do that and to be able to rush the ball effectively.
The 4 players, Darren McFadden, Rashad Jennings, and Marcel Reese, and the quarterback, Terrell Pryor. Now, Terrell did get some play. The third series of the game was the plan. He came in and ran the club on a nice lengthy drive and got you 3 points. Proceeding forward, are you going to bring Terrell Pryor in to run that similar kind of one series wildcat?
Yeah, and I think we'll use that on a game-by-game, you know, situational basis. But that was the plan going into the game. We knew we wanted to utilize Terrell. So we'll play that by ear as we go through. We'll have a plan going into the game on, you know, if and when and how much we want to use Terrell in the game. And then, you know, depending on the effectiveness of our offense, we'll monitor it from there.
Hopefully he can pop one of those explosive runs that we saw against Pittsburgh when he went 93 yards. Going back last week, you had 2 explosive plays. We talked about the Reese 63-yard run and also the Rod Streeter play. where he takes the ball 48 yards to the house. They look at his numbers last week, Coach, 7 catches for 130. The last 4 games he's coming on. He's got great hands, powerful hands. He runs the comeback route really well. Talk about Rod Streeter now in his second year.
Yeah, well, I think he's coming into his own. I think he's done a great job. It really speaks to the type of person that he is, you know, coming in as an undrafted free agent, earning his way into a starting role, and now really excelling in that starting role. He's done a great job. And I think, you know, really our receivers overall have improved as the year's gone on. You know, Denarius Moore was kind of the guy early on. Then Andre Holmes had his shot. Rod Streeter now. And so those guys are doing a great job of you know, being able to catch the ball and get us some explosive plays down the field.
You mentioned undrafted free agents. He was not alone on Sunday. Both wide receivers, Streeter and Holmes, both starting running backs, Reese and Alawale, the quarterback, the right guard. I mean, you had them all over your offense on Sunday.
Yeah, and again, you know, I mean, I think there's a lot, you know, you attribute a lot to that. I mean, obviously Reggie McKenzie and that scouting staff has done a great job of identifying players that can fit and do the things that we want them to do. I think our coaches have done a great job of putting them in position. And I think these guys have really excelled, you know, and it speaks to their work ethic and the way they go about doing their job. And, you know, we really don't care how we get players, how we acquire them. We want to play the best players and the guys that produce play, and those guys have done a good job.
Yeah, the good teams find those diamonds in the rough. And you got a couple on defense, including your middle linebacker. Nick Roach was not drafted into the NFL.
Yeah, and he's done an outstanding job for us. He's been exactly what we thought he would be. You know, he's a little bit of an undersized linebacker, but he's very intelligent. He runs very well. He's athletic. He does a great job of getting us lined up and putting us in the right calls. And he's been everything that we could ask for, Nick Roach.
He's the quarterback of your defense. He'll join us coming up on the Silver and Black Show next segment. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck on Sunday against the Chiefs.
All right, thanks, Greg.
How's your body feeling? You've played every snap on defense. You've not come off the field for a single play. How does your body feel right now?
About like that. You know, it's not too bad. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, Alita! Touchdown Raiders!
This is a run to remember.
Here comes the Redskins with 12 seconds to go in the half.
Looks off to the left. He fires it out there. Intercepted! Jack Squirrel! Touchdown Raiders! I don't believe it! Holy Toledo!
Jack Squirek's going to take that ball home. No one's going to get that one from him. The Redskins had 3 guys out here on the right. They tried to set something up and throw the screen back to the left, but it didn't fool Jack Squirek.
The Raiders have taken advantage. They lead 21-3. Silver and black. Fans are going crazy right now.